Welcome back to Art Speak. We're doing the web bonus right now with Erica Jameson, and we've been talking about the leap year program and really how Mint has been going now that it's been in its new space for a few months now. But first off, I want to talk a little bit about your background in art and really how you got started and really how you decided you wanted to start Mint.
I guess I will try to shorten it a little bit. It's a really long story. I grew up in a pretty small town. There wasn't a lot in the way of arts education or like art galleries or anything really cultural. And moved to Atlanta for school and kind of fell in love with the arts community, but also felt a little intimidated. I was going to these galleries and sort of feeling like this, I don't belong here. This isn't really a space for me. At the same time, I was taking a community-based media class at Georgia State, and one of our assignments was to work with an underserved community. And I felt that there was a section of the art community that was underserved, being emerging artists. So I thought, well, I'll start a nonprofit that serves that demographic. And I kind of thought it was just going to be a school project and I was going to be done with it. But it snowballed and we incorporated and found a space. And 7 years later, we are functioning as an actual gallery and nonprofit organization, which is pretty amazing even to me.
You guys have a new space. It's been a few months now. You're sharing it with Youngblood in the backspace of Youngblood. And how do you feel like it's been going now that you guys have been there now for a few months and you're settled in? And is it functioning the way you guys want it to? And how is it really different from the last two spaces?
I love it. It's a beautiful gallery. I have to thank Kelly and Maggie for leaving us with such a great space to work with. It's going really well. You know, the transition was definitely difficult. At the same time that we were doing the physical move, we also transitioned to having a new gallery director, Henry Detweiler. So the combination of those two things definitely made the first couple of months a little rough. But with Henry on board and kind of being a little more settled, it's been great. We're open 7 days a week. Before, we were only open for three. We have longer hours on those days, which is really nice, and we're really benefiting from the foot traffic in the store. You know, I keep telling people we probably have more people in the gallery in a week than we would have had in a month at the old space, which is really amazing.
Earlier, we were talking a little bit about the leap year exhibition that's going on. Can you talk a little bit about that exhibition, what's going to be a part of it, the artists involved?
Sure. So this exhibit that's up now through the end of July was pulled from applicants to the Leap Year program for 2013-2014. And there's a number of different styles, mediums, content, techniques. There's some really, really strong work. There's a couple pieces from Anna Lee Bernstein that I really love. She takes these napkins that she's used while she's been out having sort of memorable experiences and frames them along with a little note kind of giving the viewer the context of where they're from. And they're just really beautifully hung, and the notes are just so perfectly written. It's kind of like you have the experience with her when you're looking at them. So those are really beautiful. There's some really gorgeous photography from Jessica Pinkstone. There's also a really beautiful installation piece from Vanessa Williams that I really love. But all in all, it's a great show. Some really, really impressive work, especially considering that a lot of these artists are right out of school.
Are there any other upcoming events or exhibitions happening in Mint that you feel are pretty significant that are coming up in the future?
Henry's putting together his first Seoul curated show in August, and so I'm kind of waiting to get details on that, and I'm really excited to hear what he's got planned. That'll open August 3rd. Aside from that, we're also about to launch a program that will target underserved youth, where we will provide them with volunteer opportunities, and then through their volunteer work, they will earn money to purchase artwork. So we are going to launch that. The Leap Year artists are actually going to help me put that together. We're going to do our first outing sometime in July or August. So we're really excited about that.
I always like to ask people any of the past events or exhibitions that have been the most notable to you.
We do a postcard pinup show every December. And it was our very first show when we launched. And it was probably the show that made me realize this is something that I wanted to do long term. And essentially, we invite anyone and everyone to come and bring to four postcard-sized pieces of art. And it's open to anyone. We've had children, we've had, you know, emerging artists, established artists, we've had everyone involved. And we always find incredible new artists through that show, which is really nice. And it's every December, and it's kind of a great way for us to kind of wrap out the year and say thank you to everybody who supported us and kind of bring in the new year. So I always look forward to that one.
What are the current Leap Year artists and what have they been working on over this past year?
Current Leap Year artists are Rebecca Hanna, Johnny Drago and Jessica Caldas, and they have actually done some really incredible work this year, both through Leap Year and on their own. Jessica had a solo exhibit, Beep Beep, in March that was very well received. We're really proud of her for that. Rebecca actually has a piece selected for the Drawing Inside the Perimeter show at the High, so we're also really excited about that. And then Johnny's been all over the place. He's a writer and a performer. He was in Angry Fags, which was that really well-received play that was up just a couple of months ago. He won an award from the Office of Cultural Affairs for Literary Arts. So overall, they've been doing incredible work, and it hasn't been directly tied to Leap Year, but what they're getting through Leap Year allows them to do that work, which is something that makes me really excited and happy.
Yeah, I feel like just the fact that one of the Leap Year artists is going on to have a piece in the High Museum is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's purchased from the Hambidge auction. So I got the email and was just floored. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Erica, and letting us know a little bit about the Leap Year program as well as the exhibition that's going on through the end of July. This has been Art Speak with Burnaway, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks so much for having me.